The one thing we know for certain is that Islamic militancy is not a pipe dream. And we know for certain that the desire of the Islamic militants to take all of Europe, which is what they mean by Rome, is not a pipe dream either. And as Sheikh Yusuf al-Qardawi, who's one of the most influential Sunni clerics around, he's got television shows all over the Islamic world, says, Islam will return to Europe as a conqueror and a victor. Now, does that sound like peaceful infiltration?
No, Howard, the one thing that I'm not sure about, and I think the average American is unsure of as well, is we're told constantly of this division between Islamic militancy and mainstream Islam.
Well, no,
how much of a is there really that line? Is there a line there, or is it beginning to blur?
You're right. Islamic militancy, according to some of my Islamic friends, is mainstream Islam. And according to some of my Islamic friends, Islamic democratic movements are the fringes. But we have to root for the fringes. And we also have to be realistic. When I said to one of my Islamic friends, if even 5% of the, or 10% of the world's population, the world's Muslim population, were militant, that would be more than all of the people in Germany, Britain, and France combined in the days of World War II, in the days of the Nazis. And he said, 10%? Are you kidding me? And I wondered, had I gotten the figure too high? Should it be down to 5%? He said, it's 70% at least.
Yeah. This is what I'm unsure about. Do you really believe that, 70%?
Art, there are many things on which I study deeply and think I understand. I do not understand what the exact proportion is. However, my tendency is to feel that he's right, that it's more than 50%, and that militant Islam is more mainstream than we are generally led to believe.
What do you think our intelligence agencies assess it as?
Well, you know, CNN probably got a better handle on it than our intelligence agencies. They went into the streets and interviewed a bunch of Islamic kids who had been born in England. And these are some of the most articulate English-speaking kids you will ever meet in your life. And I shouldn't call them kids. These were young men in their 30s, in their early 30s. And they said, your freedom, your democracy, your entire system is a lie. It is a lie. You have deceived yourselves and you have deceived us. Until Islam rules the world, this world will not know justice. Now, I'm paraphrasing them, and I have the exact quotes in this file I've been putting together for you for the last few days, but this file is 18 pages long, very densely packed. But in essence, that is the attitude in the streets of London among people, kids whose fathers came to England in order to give their kids a chance to be well-educated Westerners.